Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hi there, Football Friday. Look who it is. Twitch, YouTube, look who it is.
Is that me?
You're dragging.
You're referring to me.
I'll say it.
You're referring to me.
I know just what to do.
Yeah, you do. You do know what just.
I do. I think I do. Well, it would be two things, well, you've already decided on one of them.
You made coffee, so and I don't. I very rarely go in on the afternoon coffee, but I thought, you know,
you used to. You did before I did.
Yeah, I did. I did. Not regularly on this show, though. But yeah, you know, if I'm going out on a Friday night, I would almost always drink coffee all through the show.
I usually drink coffee in here every day.
Yeah.
Almost every day.
If I had this, I will pay for this later. I'm sacrificing my good night's rest, trying to jumpstart. I'm trying, maybe some would even say kickstart my heart. No, sorry.
See, I mean,
well, we didn't get to hear.
Are
it
we
last
sure
night.
There would is
you,
a goal
would,
song?
Would you like me to hum it for you if you don't know how it goes? Anyway, so coffee. You made coffee, and I'm partaking, which is rare, but I needed it. So.
Is that a terrible choice for a goal song? What year is it?
I've never disliked the song, but it is so played out in arena, in the pantheon of arena songs. It
I
is
know, right?
Just it's. I mean, it's...
We couldn't get Cotton Eye Joe.
It's like you construct an arena, and it's in the top five of songs you know you're going to hear walking in the door the first time the arena opens. Like, during some stoppage in play, I'm going to hear Kickstart My Heart. I mean, I like the riff. I've liked the song.
I told you...
I didn't need it as a goal song.
I mean, it's awful as a goal song. I told you I would go completely counterculture if I were the Sabres this year. And so, you know, a goal song, I mean... Who's going to say no? It might be you, Stephen Bishop from Tootsie. I mean, that's let's just make it different. Well, it's not different yet this year.
No.
It's definitely not different.
No.
And we've got the big goal song poll, and they don't even get to play it.
You got the goal song poll. You reverted to form. I didn't even – I don't know. I mentioned that thing more than once because I was, you know, kind of – you know, trying to get Jer's thing home, the Swords of a Thousand Men or whatever. And I didn't know that just keeping the old song was even an option. And I don't know, whatever. Anyway. And yeah, Josh Norris is hurt. And so, I mean.
Don't ruin Football Friday.
Did you see the play?
Yes.
Did you see, like if that hurt any part of his body.
You'd be worried.
He was never going to make it through five games.
You'd be worried for his well-being.
70. Just nothing happened there, and he's broken. And I just, what a disaster. What a disaster.
That's why.
Not the season, but like him, you know, geez, man.
That's why when I was feeling good about that trade when it happened because it meant the Sabres actually did a thing. I had a friend in the league text me like, OMG, why? Like, well, what do you mean why? Like, Cousins wasn't playing well, and I, you know, this team kind of sits around all year, and he's like, nobody wanted this guy because of his injuries. Like, all right, well, what do I say back to that? I just kind of sit here and wait for him to play a full season, and it's like half of a game,
right,
and it's just over maybe already. I don't know. It's not over, but it's what a hilariously bad start.
Yeah,
for them. Yeah. I hope the food was good.
Me too.
Football Friday, anyway. The Bills don't play until Monday night. So I had two moves to get Bulldog like kind of back a little bit. You know, he's sick and he's tired and whatever else. And one was coffee, but I wasn't going to sort of just like pour coffee into his mouth. I mean, that just, so that's up to you.
That's
you already chose to do it.
That's a step I needed to take on my own. Sure. Yeah.
The other was, oh, guys, right? This has to work. If the coffee doesn't work to get him going, this has to work, right? Ready? Three words. Raheem Morris.
Oh, I was nervous.
Come on. Come on, know your role.
I was afraid you were going to do this.
Raheem Morris, tell us why, just sort of get us going, why we should hate the Falcons coach. Raheem Morris. Does anybody hate Raheem Morris? Does anybody like Raheem Morris? People probably do. Is it more like than hate? Is he doing well? Is he good?
I don't.
What is it?
I don't know.
This is all for you, Raheem Morris.
Yeah, no, this boy. No, I don't know. I got very little on Raheem Morris.
Let's work this up. Let's make this work.
Was in Tampa before, like, was he in Tampa?
Yeah.
When, like, post, in, after Bruce Arians and before this?
Yeah.
Like so in between this job and the Tampa job, or
Falcons.
And the Falcons job. He had,
right.
All right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm doing great so far, aren't I? Yeah, I don't know.
This is his sixth year as an NFL head coach.
Right.
Tampa is before Brady.
Okay.
Tampa is
right. Oh, that's what I was trying to get. Yeah, I wasn't sure what his timeline was there. Was he interim on the Jets at one point? Do I have him? Am I mixing him up with someone else?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, then. So no. So yeah, he was in Tampa before they won a Super Bowl with Brady.
Right. Bowles, who is in Tampa now,
that's the Jet.
Was the defensive coordinator for Arians when they won it.
Okay.
And now he's doing well there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so you're nowhere on Raheem Morris.
No.
Still a young guy.
Yeah. I mean, go get him. I've had my fun over the years with Atlanta. Because it's just it's a huge city. There's a lot of transients, transient means people are coming and going. Of course, any big city has that, but there's a lot of people that it's their adopted home. You know, they're not from Atlanta. So that's the genesis of, like, nobody even really likes the Falcons. They live there, so they root for the Falcons because they have an NFL team, but they don't live it. They're not living and dying with it. It's just sort of, you know, well, go team because we have a team kind of thing. But I like the quarterback, and I'm sort of pulling for it. I mean, not Monday night, but I want the quarterback thing to, I want it to work for Penix.
What do you think of the Bills being favored by 4.5?
I think it's a little weird. Maybe.
That it's not higher?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Atlanta's been pretty uneven, I think. They've had, like, one really good game offensively, I think, so far.
The Washington game?
Yeah.
Okay.
They
also got shut out by Carolina.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. So, I think it's a little bit of a reaction to Sunday night, that the Bills looked vulnerable. Last Sunday night, I mean, you know, them losing the way they did to New England. I feel like the Bills against Atlanta, I never look at it way out in advance, but I don't know, maybe a touchdown, 6.5 or something is more like it. So it's one of those lines that I feel like you would look at when we're doing our picks segment, 6 o'clock coming up this Friday, and say, okay, like, I don't know. You made this point about a game last week. I don't remember which one. It was 4.5. Somebody, I don't remember what game. Was it Denver maybe?
Denver-Philly?
Yeah, right. Why isn't it bigger? It's Philly at home. It was that same number, 4.5.
That's right.
And that's what this game sort of feels like.
I guess we know that now.
Right.
Philadelphia.
This game feels that
Philadelphia
way
is bad
to me. Yeah.
I've been winning on that premise for a couple of weeks. Yeah, that, well, you don't always win this way. But sometimes the number sort of, there are like red lights flashing. Why is it only this number? I think Detroit, Kansas City this week is this a little bit. We have Sam Panayotovich coming up. He's on the Lions at +2.5.
Me too.
Okay. Like, I don't want to be, but why isn't it 3? Mahomes at home? Like, why isn't it 3? Why isn't it 3 for the Chiefs at home against everybody? Right? Like, why is it only 2.5? So there's enough pressure on the Lions side for it to have not gotten to 3. I don't know. It's not just Sunday night, I think, with these Bills. I think it's the whole season. I mean, it's 5 games. Baltimore, they were lucky. I mean, they weren't terrible, but they were lucky. Jets, they were easily superior. The Jets are a joke.
Right.
Then you have the 3 games at home since Miami, New Orleans, New England. Bills, every time, big favorites. They cover none of those games, 0-3 against the spread, and they lose to the Patriots. I mean, this week has been interesting. I know you missed the last couple of days, but when I work alone, I want to make sure if I can do it, I've got something that I think you will want to respond to. Like, it's different than just like many of these days.
Sure.
Like today will be you and I having conversation. Mm-hmm. But when I'm alone, I want to make sure I've got something that I think listeners will respond to. And I sort of like hit the ball. It's going in the hole toward left field. By the time it reaches the left field grass, the outfield grass, everybody's on hold with what their problems are with the Bills. Like, it really was not, it really was a wasted effort.
Right.
You on Wednesday.
You pretty much could have just said, we're open.
Yeah.
Right.
But I hadn't assumed that.
The lights are on. Yeah, I know.
I mean, I was just sort of thinking, like, you know, we've had a couple of days here to talk since Sunday night. And I mean, I heard everything from the wide receiver thing that never goes away to the secondary that's prominent, injuries, coaching, all of it. So fans were ready all week to tell you, because the Bills lost a game, so now it's okay.
Right, all the concerns you had, the feeling you had early fourth quarter against Miami and maybe against New Orleans gets validated by a loss. And so now, if maybe you were one of the people that called us one of those weeks, even though you knew you were maybe going to get, you know, I don't know, not quite laughed at, but like, you know, what are we doing here exactly? I'm over here going, we're not going to make it to January, right? We're going to start eating one another because we're bored or whatever. The loss gives that validation. So, and, you know, anyone, no matter what you're thinking out there, getting it validated in some way is good. It feels good. So, yeah, I mean, I think a game where they just look like the better team and it's not debatable would go a long ways. And I don't know if this matchup is good for that. You know, I mean, there's a lot of talent skill position wise on that Atlanta team. I mean, I like the quarterback maybe more than most people, but he can make a lot of throws. I think that secondary will be taken out for a spin on Monday night. Robinson's elite. Drake London's great. Pitts is talented. He never really seems to manifest itself in big games, but whatever. And, you know, defensively, they've got a couple of young guys that come off the edge, and I think it's a good test. I thought it when the schedule came out. There was a time where I would have looked at that Atlanta game as, once you got past Baltimore, Atlanta was the next hard game. Mm-hmm. You know, that, you know, I was overlooking New England in that way, and so shame on me. They lost to New England. But this game has always sort of looked to me like it's going to be harder than a lot of people think type of game, because you just don't, you know, probably don't respect Atlanta a lot. They're often not that good, but I think they're
never good.
I think they're talented. So
listen to me. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, the Bills have almost really no important history with the Falcons. So there's no game where, like so many other games, you have this you can draw on. We talk about the Ravens, not even in the Bills division, but like, oh, well, here are playoff games. Here's what the rivalry has looked like. Here's what we know what to do. I think with the Falcons, you have to sort of roll the dice
right
a little bit.
I mean, I can remember Trey White getting an interception there in 17 in the game that was played down there. I hope that's right. I have that in my head. The next thing I think of is Jim Kelly breaking that dude's leg at Rich Stadium in the 90s. So, somebody picked him off, and Kelly, in tackling him, snapped the guy's leg in half. That's it for Falcons Bills memories for me.
Like, oh, you got nothing for the Paul McFadden game?
I got nothing else for anything
else.
Well,
you know, we're a team.
Those are
nothing
those
for
are
Paul it. McFadden?
It's a big gap from, like, I don't know what year is that, 93 maybe, I'm guessing, 94. That
Kelly?
Kelly, yeah.
95.
It's a famous highlight. You can, if you Google Kelly breaks guy's leg, it'll come up.
Don't do that.
Don't do it. It's not, it's gross.
You can't even really see it.
You can tell, though, I think that he actually, with his arm, breaks the guy's
It's leg. Either 92 or 95.
Yeah.
Deion had a big play in one of those games.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders.
Right.
Paul McFadden, no?
No, I got nothing on Paul McFadden.
Oh, 89. 6-2 Bills. 2-6 Falcons.
This is the old Atlanta Fulton County
right.
Stadium.
That's correct.
I think I can see
the baseball diamond,
yes,
in the middle
right.
of the field.
Right. Did BB do something in that game?
Maybe.
He's on the team by then, I hope.
He went 1-for-5. Maybe he had a return.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
That
sure.
there was a maybe he had a kick return, but the Bills still lost it.
The Bills lost at the end. Paul McFadden was the maybe barefoot kicker. He was the kicker for the Falcons, and that was a very annoying loss. So, yeah, not a lot there, but I think Bijan Robinson is at one book, minus 180 to score a touchdown Monday. Now, James Cook is minus 170 at the same outlet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be probably like a top – those are both maybe top five numbers in the NFL this week for how likely it is they score. Now, you might have watched Atlanta in week 2 against Minnesota in the Sunday night game against Minnesota, where McCarthy played his way out of the lineup and into an ankle injury.
Mm-hmm.
And Robinson, I thought, was awesome in that game. Never scored. Algier. Game goes maybe to the fourth quarter without a touchdown. So anybody playing first touchdown is pins and needles.
So like 22-6 or something? Was that
something like that was the final. Minnesota never did anything. Atlanta got a little bit done.
Yeah.
And looked good in the game, but we might not have thought of McCarthy as like so much of a liability at that point. But it's Atlanta's night. And Robinson, I mean, who knows? What do you think? Like, after Sunday night. So Sunday night comes around, and the Bills are giving up 6 yards a carry, but they're number one in the league against the pass. And how did New England do against their defense? Well, they managed. They really didn't run the ball effectively at all. They got in the end zone a couple times with Stevenson after they were set up down there. But it's really May and Diggs that did all the damage, almost all the damage for New England that night. So maybe, like, are we looking at the run defense as like, okay, now everything's, we're not worried about it anymore. Mm-hmm. I think if I'm Atlanta, this is easy. It's Robinson. If I have to go heavy, I will. I'm going to play action to London or Pitts. I might not have Mooney. And these are playmakers. And then I have Algier, who can be, well, some version of, if it's not too recent, Cam Scataboo, where he can kind of just like hammer you. So I like Atlanta's setup on offense in this game. We'll talk to Sal later and see what the Bills have on defense in terms of personnel. But I feel like I might like the over in the game because Allen never gets cheated. I mean, the roof is open, so it's not a dome, but still, like, fast track, if you will. Like I think Allen will just never get cheated in a primetime game, even against the Patriots, where it came pretty tough for him. He still had two touchdown passes, you know. He still had his runs. Yeah. He was not a bust at all in terms of like fantasy points in the game. So I got to think on a Monday night stage, he gets his. But I think Atlanta keeps up. We have Monday for this. I think this Sunday is maybe one of those days where maybe listeners are actually not excited about it necessarily, but they're planning to go apple picking. Because it's their wife's turn. It's not to be, you know, stereotypical or sexist about it, but maybe it's like, all right, well, the Bills have played at night here. They've had three home games in a row, 4 out of 5. Maybe this is that time we sort of sacrifice our football lives
maybe,
and go.
Maybe the slate
look
of
at pumpkins.
The schedule, maybe even gets you, if you want to just run the sexist thing into the ground here, point where the football fan could be the husband or the wife, whatever. The football fan in the couple says, do you want to maybe go apple picking on Sunday? Because they've looked at the schedule and are like, I'm all right.
Are you looking at the other games first?
Yeah.
That's a pro move.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I'm watching Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
You're like, will I get credit for suggesting we do something else? I don't need to camp out here. I want to see Lions Chiefs at night.
Yeah, right.
Right. So, you know, do I need to be here for 14 hours today?
What about the Sunday morning?
Probably not.
What about the morning? Denver Jets.
You can watch that while you're packing a cooler and getting ready for your apple picking picnic or whatever.
Some
you're
hard cider.
Yeah. I think you can pull that off.
All right.
But
it's very selfless.
1 o'clock. I mean, what are we locally? Brown Steelers, Cowboys, Panthers.
4 o'clock is San Francisco, Tampa.
Right. And then the night game.
That seems like a day you could live without.
Yeah, you really could. I might even try. I don't know. I mean, whatever.
I might not even try.
I missed most of the week already. Not really. I mean, I missed 2 days out of 5. That's not most.
See, you're back, though. We didn't even need Raheem Morris slander.
Yeah, that's good.
You sound good.
I'm ready to go. I pounded my way through a cup of coffee in that first segment. I'm going to go get more.
It matters.
There'll be a point where that turns bad, probably. But, you know, maybe it'll be after 6 o'clock.
Tune in and find out. Stay with us and see what happens later, like the high drama. Next, Sam Panayotovic, Bet Sweats. Later, Matt Schauff, Draft Sharks. Especially with no Bills game Sunday, let's hammer out these lineups. Critical juncture in the season, wouldn't you say? I mean, this is when...
Oh, I really feel the heat, yeah.
You really need to start winning and get into that playoff spot or make deals, whatever it is you have to do. Sal Capaccio later as well. Picks at 6. The Sabres are off. They're in Boston tomorrow. Paul Hamilton won't be with us today as he is on his way to Boston, which makes sense. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Friday on WGR. Well, it's brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. We need a break. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the highlights every week, Fridays, 3:30 Eastern, Sam Panayotovic, Bet Sweats, Odyssey
betting insider. Check out Sam's show with Joe Ostrowski weekday mornings, 9 to noon. You can do that on the Bet 1520 here in Buffalo, the Odyssey app, or on YouTube. I mean, I don't know. Should I be mad at myself for last night? I nailed last night. But I even started Jackson Dart over Justin Fields in a league, like, which was...
What a big step.
It's been good for me this year. Like, I'm sort of trusting myself more than I usually do. Oh, the projections say this guy, but I don't know. But I refused to... Sam, this is how it is at my house. I live right on the water, on the border from Canada, on Grand Island. And I placed a bet, Giants to win, Wandale Robinson, 6 or more catches, like 4-1, at least. It was, you know, I loved it. Because I loved the Giants. I think you did too. We'll find out. So sometimes when I'm sitting at my dining room table, sometimes it goes and sometimes you're in another country. We can't accept this. And I had lineups to do and I had my dog was jumping around, you know, dinner's cooking. I just didn't go back. I can walk
you didn't
to my backyard.
Whether it worked, yeah.
I can walk to my backyard. If I in the dark, if I want it badly enough, I know I can walk into the woods and eventually it will accept me being in the United States and it will accept the bet. But I was just not willing.
Listen to all of this.
No, that's the point. All of this is nonsense, and I didn't do it. And, you know, there have probably been times when I would have lost money this way, but when I could have won money, it's annoying.
Just get a new house. Just move to a new neighborhood.
Just move. Move. Get all this done when I'm at work. Here, 15 miles away, no issues.
Yeah.
Just do it here. That's probably... a good plan.
Now you probably care, Sam, but last night was the return of the Tage Thompson business plan for me. So I'm back at it for a third season in a row here with the Tage Thompson hat trick bets. It's okay. It didn't win. I didn't even score a single goal, but it you know, it's a long play.
You've hit a couple, right?
Oh at yeah. Oh one. God. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm so far ahead on that. It's not even funny.
Well.
Like seriously, I could lose this entire season and next season and still be ahead, I think.
You don't even have to walk into the woods.
Really? Like it's one hit is all you need. Although last night it wasn't very juicy. It was only like, you know, 5500 or something, and I like it to be near 7.
Sam, I know your partner knows this. Hockey started.
Joe famously said on our show, we actually got invited to go to the Winter Classic, which was in Chicago last year. And Joe famously said on the show, I wouldn't go to the Winter Classic if it was in my backyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I brought up hockey to him yesterday, and he had headed for the hills immediately. So I get it. The Bills in Atlanta on Monday night, they have not covered since week 2. 3 home games in a row, 2 wins, all big numbers. What do you think the betting market and what do you think your attitude right now is about the Bills?
Well, the narrative now, and I've heard this from several people, a lot of them bettors, the Bills don't blow anybody out. And you look at the schedule, they beat the Jets by 20. They did let the Saints hang around. They let the Dolphins hang around. But when the narrative starts to shape and people start banging on the table that the Bills keep letting bad teams hang around, that's when the Bills win by 30. Now, I'm not going to call my shot and say they're going to go to Atlanta and win by 4 touchdowns, but I think the over is good in this game. The market is kind of sitting 49.5-50 right now. I know some guys that really like the over, and they're gonna bet that over the weekend. Wink, wink. Remember, a lot of games on Monday don't really get shaped in the form until Sunday or Monday because people don't bet Monday night until they make sure they have money from the weekend. So I do think you're going to see this total get to about 51. That's my expectation by kickoff. If you would like to put that Buffalo bet in now, you probably get a good number because it probably moves up. Again, wink, wink. I don't love Atlanta's defense, but I also think Bijan Robinson can be a problem for Buffalo's defense. And I also, every week, I ask you guys, who's playing on defense? Like, is Ed Oliver playing again? Is Milano playing? These are things I just don't know. But the respected guys that I talk to re this game do like points, fireworks, touchdowns. So that's the look there, I think, over 49.5.
I like it, too. This week, we won't be able to tell you because it being a Monday night game, it'll be tomorrow.
before, at the earliest.
But Milano hasn't practiced.
And he's out.
He's not. They haven't declared anyone out, but it would stun me if he played. Oliver has been practicing limited for 2 weeks now, and he still missed last week's game. So, I don't know, maybe he makes it back, but we won't know more until tomorrow.
You know, I think, Bulldog, there's an element with the Bills of when you have your bye. Like, this is the Ravens, too. The next week is the Bills and the Ravens on bye. And you see that bye week, and maybe you just, like, sort of use that to break ties on your injuries. So, Max Hairston, their first-round pick, cornerback, you know, we're going to wait. Whoever else it might be, I think this week you're cautious. It's the Falcons. May I say that? Like, I think, you know, you might like sort of look past the bye week for this stuff. I don't know what that means for Oliver, you know, in his case. But I might think that teams with long range, high expectations and goals see an NFC opponent, Ravens, Rams this week. I mean, the Ravens are down bad, but I think they might decide to play it cautiously with injuries in this kind of situation, generally.
So I am not, and granted, I got knocked out of Survivor by the Bills. Joy, just awesome. Drake May, just right in my eye hole on Sunday night. It was unbelievable. You guys did warn me about that, too. You were like, be careful. And I said, no, I don't be careful. They're not going to lose. And then they lost. Awesome. But teams like that, generally resilient, not just Buffalo, but like the elite teams in the NFL. And yes, boys and girls, the Bills are still elite. Those teams tend to get off the pavement that next week. And I do think this could be one of those games where you just get one of the horses to set the pace early. You get a quick touchdown from either Buffalo or Atlanta, and then we're just off to the races. So that's sort of what I forecast for Monday.
Love it. Sam Panayotovich with us. So, by the way, before we leave the Bills game, the Bills are in the room, Sam. That doesn't slow you down? Or you're not on their side as much as you're on the total or the over, it seems.
Yeah, the room is, I guess. The room is the collection of bets at BetMGM that the public is just salivating over. And Buffalo did make the room, so the public will be on the Bills. Joe does like the Bills, and Joe's not necessarily a public bettor by any stretch, but I just much rather root for points. You got two potentially decent games on Monday. Naturally, the league is going to stack them by only an hour. So one will kick at 7:15, and then the other one, Chicago Washington, is at 8:15. But whatever. I'm not going to talk about the schedule because nobody cares. But yeah, you should have two good ones on Monday.
They've tried both things. They did the doubleheader too. I think this year they're rolling out. They want to find out maybe for once and for all which is the better plan.
Optimize the audience for both games
because they did the 7 and 10. Yeah. In week three, and they've done this, I think, weeks 4 and 6. I like the Bears Monday. I told Joe this yesterday, too. I don't think you guys do, but I feel like the Bears are trending up, and they're still not respected. And maybe Washington, after last week, Sam, you were...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On them last week at the Chargers, maybe the overall sentiment is that they're fine. Are they fine? What is this game for you Monday?
I'd like to know if McLaurin's playing. I'm going to guess no. If he was in, I would like it a little bit more. I was honestly hoping, though, I said this earlier in the week, I was hoping that Washington didn't just, you know, win convincingly against the Bolts, because now the number's 4.5. I was going to bet a lot on Washington -3. And I know it might sound weird for me to say I don't love it at 4.5. Like, that's a big difference, -3 in the projected number to 4.5. Now if it's 21-17, 24-20, I'm going to lose. laying 4.5. So every half point, every point, it all adds up. I really wanted Washington to kind of come in a little sleepy or a little undervalued, but when you win the way you want against, I almost said San Diego, almost said a bad word there, Los Angeles, excuse me, you know, people are paying attention to that. So I probably won't bet the game. I'll have all my chickens in the Buffalo-Atlanta over basket.
Nice.
What do you think about Indianapolis? 7.5 at home, hosting Arizona. That's a big number, but they are scoring points, and it seems maybe warranted. Maybe I'm looking now, it says 6.5 at ESPN right now, but I saw 7.5 earlier. What do you make of the Colts? Are you ready to ride with the Colts yet?
I was one of the early riders on the Colts. After week two, I started buying some stock in them to win the division at plus 140, plus 150, and that price is generally still sort of close to that number. But now you got Jacksonville. I mean, Jacksonville's right there. Who would have thought? Everybody was talking Houston all summer, and now it's Jacksonville and Indy. It's kind of how the world works in the NFL. But I'm not laying 7 in this spot. I have no interest. I think a lot of people would do this, Bulldog. They would take that Colts team, and they would put it in a teaser or a money line parlay. So I really think the best teaser this week, and that's, of course, when you move two teams 6 points, like Denver at the Jets. I don't think Denver's going to lose overseas to the Jets. The Jets are a dumpster fire. So I can take Denver from -7.5 to -1.5 and then hook it with something else. The Indy leg makes a ton of sense from 7 down to 1, 6.5 down to 0.5 point. Maybe even L.A. Rams, like Rams 7.5 at Baltimore down to 1.5. I think those three teaser legs are all really, really strong. Denver down, the Rams down, and the Colts down. I don't want to lay 7 with the Colts. This is the spot where, like, everybody's on the Colts. The mailman was like, hey, I kind of like the Colts today. I'm like, oh, great, you too? Like, that's the sense I get from this game. Nobody bought the Colts until now when everybody's going to be on the Colts.
Yeah, that's tricky. You can always tie yourself up in knots on these because this was almost the same thing last week. They had the Raiders at home, and how aggressive do you want to be on Indianapolis? Like, how good are they? And that game was an absolute blowout for them. So I'm with you, Sam. Like, I'm not as excited to go with Indianapolis here because the Arizona vibes are so bad after last week, you know. Like, this is a classic buster game, as we call it around here. You're big into the Lions here this week, I know. What do you think? So it's 2.5 at Kansas City, and the Lions are the room. One of their segments on Bet Sweats is like, this is what the public is into. It's Detroit, which is maybe a little bit disconcerting. What do you think? The public or the sharps, anybody, what is the vibe on Kansas City at this point? Like, they really can't be, like, pick 'em with Detroit at home. I know they lost the game Monday night. What do you think the vibe is about the Chiefs?
A bookmaker would tell you about the Super Bowl loser voodoo. I've heard that a ton this year. You know, if you go back and you look at teams that have lost in the Super Bowl that next year, it's just a collection of things that continue to go wrong. And maybe that's a perfect example. You know, Mahomes throws a pick six from his own goal line. You know, like, you're supposed to get 7 and then you give up 7. And then Trevor Lawrence picks his nose, trips over his own feet, and then scores the game-winning touchdown. You're like, oh, okay, that was weird. But weird things happen to the teams that lose the Super Bowl for the most part. If you ask a football X and O maven, like, he would point to the Chiefs pass rush. It's almost non-existent. And I saw this stat on Monday that Trevor Lawrence had 3.3 seconds per pass. That's a lifetime in the NFL. So, yeah, well, your secondary's good. Your secondary's better when your pass rush gets home. And the Chiefs have been very, very bad at getting the quarterback. That's going to be an issue for them against Detroit because Goff usually struggles when he's pressured. Well, if the Chiefs can't pressure, you got all day to go through your reads and hit St. Brown and Jamison Williams. You got, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs, Montgomery. The weapons are there. The way to beat Detroit is through pressure, and the Chiefs just don't have it right now. So I think they're going to be working the phones. I think they're going to have to make a trade if they want to make another deep run. And I understand people wanting to buy low and bet Kansas City 10-1 to win the Super Bowl and all that. Fine, I understand it. But if they can't get to the quarterback, they're not making a playoff run. I'm sorry.
Got to quickly, and then I'll get a we'll try to get a college pick from you here. But NFL MVP at this point, Allen has been kind of the clear favorite. It seems to me that there are a lot of good ideas in the MVP market. What do you see?
Well, I think the slide for Herbert is expected because there's no way that any human can take that much of a beating every week and make it through the season putting up numbers. I mean, his O-line is just mangled right now, and now both backs are hurt. Herbert was one of the guys like in the team photo, and now he's 20-1. Maybe Stafford, Mike. I mean, Stafford at 15, 16-1. I know they've lost a couple of games, but it is what it is. He's putting up numbers. McVay and him have always been awesome together. So if I was looking for a bet now, I would probably go Stafford at 15-1.
Love it. College pick of the week, what do you like?
I was going to say, if we don't get to a college pick, my inbox is going to be lit on fire. People are just waiting every week for the WGR Chopin the Bulldog college pick. It's been doing pretty well. No jinxes. I love Illinois this week, and I'm not an Illinois guy, even though I did go there. I'm not a big Illinois guy. I took 14.5 with Illinois, and I'm sorry. I don't believe this John Mater is good to go for Oklahoma. I think that's a ruse. He had surgery on his throwing hand 16 days ago. Now he's going to come back and carve up Texas. I like Illinois and Texas this weekend.
What we don't know, you guys have been talking about this every day, what we don't know is whether he can throw lefty. Like nobody's asked that question, if he can actually throw lefty. I'm not even sure that helps him get recruited, any of it. Maybe he doesn't need his throwing hand this time because he's got two.
He might.
Maybe.
He might need it. He might need it against Texas.
He might. Is it Oklahoma -1 at the moment, something like that, for this game?
The Red line River opened Texas -3. It opened Texas 3. Now it's Oklahoma 1, 1.5. They're betting Oklahoma like they know he's going to play, like he's 100%. And I just know better. I've seen this movie too many times with hurt quarterbacks.
What is that game doing at 3:30, by the way? Isn't that always noon? Oklahoma, Texas is noon. It has been a lot. I don't know. I was a little surprised to see that game later in the afternoon. I'm sure it's for TV, whatever. But I don't know. I like that big rivalry game going early.
There must be a hockey game at noon this year.
That's what it is.
That's probably why. Or a Suns preseason basketball game in China, because it would be early there, Sam.
Yeah, nothing like eating a bagel and losing money on a preseason game in China.
Wouldn't know. Sam, thank you. Always a pleasure. Enjoy your weekend. No weddings to go to, hopefully.
No weddings. So we got to work on this. I think I'm coming to town for Bills Chiefs. I'm working on it.
Yeah, good. We'll be here.
Yeah, that text you sent me last week read like a threat, but I'm excited about it, though. I mean that sincerely.
3 weeks away, something, four maybe. All right, thanks, Sam. Bye.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Sam Paniadovich, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings on the Bet 1520, 9 to noon. You can hear Sam with Nick Kostos as well leading up to kickoff on Sunday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Friday. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.